4th is Tell a Lie Day. I'm celebrating by having dinner with Queen Elizabeth and riding giraffes on the private island I purchased with my Mega Millions jackpot. I hope you have a terrible Tell a Lie Day.
gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want
to
be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Thank you, butter!
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A Texas law aimed at securing the southern border against the surge of illegal aliens and drugs remains on hold following a hearing before the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu will talk today with President Biden, their first discussion since this week's Israeli airstrike that killed 7 Gaza aid workers. It's Trump leading Biden in a half-dozen battleground states, a new Wall Street Journal poll. Springtime storms bringing flooding rains along the East Coast and snow measured in feet across parts of New England. It came under the cover of darkness, a Russian attack with Iranian-designed drones. It killed 4 people and wounded at least a dozen others in Ukraine's second largest city. Watching Wall Street this morning, stock futures are higher. The Dow futures up 104 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 81. More details, srnnews.com.
If you're 65 or older, you know this. Seeing your healthcare costs go up and up is frustrating. And maybe you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing again, or you're just tired of the massive deductibles. Well, here's some good news. There's a program that can really help with this. It's MediShare 65 Plus. It's an affordable, reliable alternative. You can choose any Medicare provider. You get telehealth access anytime you need it. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. MediShare is a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith. People actually pray for you, they encourage you, and it's proven too. It's been going strong for over 30 years now. So call now. You can get one low monthly price for up to 10 years. You're not stuck with increasing costs. You can do something about this today. Call MediShare 65 Plus. Find out how much you can save. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Planned a trip to go to Dallas to watch the big eclipse show. My special glasses are packed and a bottle of wine to really make it glow. But there's one thing that I might not see, 'cause what the weatherman's now telling me, come Monday, it may be out of sight. 'Cause Monday, stormy weather may rise. I spent $800 on a room and that sucks. And now the minibar's looking real fine.
Well, even if you can't see the sun be eclipsed, I would think you'd still be in total darkness, like I am at the moment. Let's talk to an expert.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
And now live from from the Weather Conference in South Padre Island.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
How are you?
Oh, man, we had bomb hours last night, and I was up late, and I'm trying to catch up to everybody else today. Jay will be joining us in a minute. He's busy working the Jayquarium.
I love the twin spin this morning.
Actually, it was a triple header. We had Liar by the Castaways, Liar by Three Dog Night, and Sweet Little Lies from Fleetwood Mac.
And, that played well. And the hits just keep on coming here on News Talk.
That's right, Don. It is Tell a Lie Day, but you're the one person that's just not allowed to participate here.
So let me just touch on a couple of things. First of all, here at South Padre Island, Texas, at the National Tropical Weather Conference, this is the big morning where Dr. Philip Klotzbach from Colorado State University delivers the much-anticipated hurricane forecast for 2024, and all clues indicate that this could be a stunner. If you get alerts on your phone from, like, CNN and Fox and or networks, what you know, like I do, you will get news from here this morning. You will definitely get alerts on your phone. I'll be posting as well. It'll happen around 9 a.m. your local time. So that's a big deal. The other thing I wanted to mention is viewing, well, first of all, the weekend weather is really, really good. Today's a little brisk. We're at 67 today, but it's west wind at 20-plus miles per hour. That'll add a little bite to the air. We're way below normal for early April. And tonight, I think we go to the upper 30s. Right now, what are we at? We're at 43 out at the airport right now. But the weekend forecast is really good. 71 on Saturday, upper 70s on Sunday, and that's great for viewing an air show, and it's going to be a great one. Beyond the Horizon, Beyond Horizon at Maxwell Air Force Base, and the viewing weather for that, I'm happy to say, is perfecto. However, yes. The viewing weather for the eclipse, well, that's another thing. I think there's a lot of parts of the country that people are very excited. People are very excited in Texas, but really the forecast there is pretty awful and not too good in Alabama. So I'm not saying it's impossible to see the eclipse. I'm saying I'm not very optimistic. It will reach its peak. It'll start at 12:40 and reach its peak at 1:59 in Montgomery with 86% coverage. And maybe we'll get lucky. And see some peaks. We certainly hope that will be the case. So are you ready with your you got your glasses still?
I got lots of glasses. We're good to go. In fact, I have a pair for you if you don't have them.
No, I do. And as a matter of fact, here at the conference, we had a person update us and passed out some viewing stuff as well. Let's see, what else did I want to tell you about?
It is, by the way, kind of a story. In advance of this thing, that many areas that'll be in totality may not be able to see the sun at all.
Yeah, that's unfortunately true. I think especially from Texas through the much of the South, much of the midsection of the country. The part of the country that has the best chance of seeing it is up in the northeastern U.S., where there'll also be snow on the ground, which is going to be kind of novel, right?
Yeah.
To see the total eclipse there. I was with a gentleman. I had dinner with a gentleman last night who works for, he's a freelancer, but he shoots stuff for CNN and with the Weather Channel and NBC. He'll be doing the eclipse for the Weather Channel from Dallas, but the Dallas viewing weather is not looking all that good. So we'll see how this turns out.
We talked to David Blackman about that yesterday because he is in the totality area, and the word he had was that don't expect to see the sun.
Yeah, and that's very unfortunate because some people booked these, as you know, booked their reservations 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago.
Right.
So, yeah, but it's just the luck of the draw.
Hey, you're just in time because the Minions are standing against the back wall and he just walked in, so greet him.
All hail Jay. All hail Jay. All hail Jay.
It's Rich Thomas on the phone.
I know they don't miss me. They do not miss me at all.
They do miss Chase, though.
But Chase is, by the way, vacationing in Wetumpka, Alabama.
Here is really great this time of year.
Poor Harriet is dealing with a dog who's on my body schedule.
Uh-huh.
and so likes to get up at in the middle of the night and say, okay, I'm done sleeping now.
Uh-huh.
so that's what's going on up there. Anyway, so the main points are great viewing weather for the air show this weekend and not so good viewing. I'm very pessimistic about the eclipse on Monday afternoon as far as our viewing here. It's not out of the question. It's just not looking good.
Well, we appreciate, the air show is the big deal, and that's not going to be fun if you can't see the planes when they climb the low clouds. So That's good news.
Perfect the weather.
Yeah, and there's really still a chance it could be okay on Monday, so we're not...
Yeah, it's not out of the question. It's just not likely. But so there you go. Have a good show. I'll be listening, and but there'll be news coming out of here in a couple of hours. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Thanks for the chat, buddy. Hit the breakfast bar now.
At ASC Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 5.25%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC.
Who's ready for a show up?
Wait, what day is today?
Today is Thursday.
Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday's bad for me.
Thursday's perfect.
I don't know if you've worked with one of these. We call it a microphone.
Just let me know when I'm on, all right?
I don't know who you are.
Well, I'm something of a famous radio personality.
That sounds like a very familiar voice.
Are we ready?
It's time for a great day.
Showtime.
It's not that I'm not paying attention to what I'm doing here, but somebody sent me a really funny PB&J meme. Somebody thought they were looking at a sandwich that had... raspberries in it, or strawberries, or pieces of strawberries, turned out to be bugs.
Ew.
Yeah. I guess that can happen if you leave your jam uncovered in the kitchen cabinet, which...
Probably.
I've been known to do. It is 20 minutes after 6 o'clock on News Talk 93.1 FM. One of the guests last night at Baumhauer's was our friend Don Davenport. He's been with part of the team over at Georgia Floors Direct for a long time, helping to get people through the door to enjoy the largest selection of flooring of all types and styles here in the River region. Georgia Floors Direct's been offering that since 1969 when a man named Dick McAdam wanted to set up a wholesale flooring warehouse here. And in looking for locations, he easily saw that the city was growing towards the east. The road was called the bypass because at that time it really was a bypass. A couple of farms, a billboard here and there. But a road that was used to get around the city of Montgomery, because we had such modern roads then, too. And he picked a location, said, you know what? This will be in the center of everything before too long. And he was exactly right. And Georgia Floors Direct remains in that spot today with 300,000 square feet of rolls and rolls, mountains of rolled carpeting, room remnants by the dozens, even the hundreds, depending on inventory. Hardwoods, laminates, luxury vinyl plank flooring, tile. By the way, since they do tile floors, they can also cut you a tile backsplash for the marble kitchen countertops they sell. Not to mention window blinds, including the famous sun blockers that I use. Because when you need to take a quick nap in the middle of the day, those things blot out the sun. It's like an eclipse in your bedroom. Yes, I did say that. And I stand by that, too, now that I mention it. They're at 1975 Eastern Boulevard, right across from Lowe's, a flooring destination since 1969. Jeff Mallinson leads the Merry Band of Flooriers at GFD, Georgia Floors Direct. At 621, let's get our first look at the roads and 1819 News next.
Well, we're getting Thursday morning started off with light to moderate traffic on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Light to moderate traffic on the boulevards and all of our feeder roads into Montgomery. It'll get busy in a bit, but right now we've got that start early morning all clear. We'll see what today brings. Buckle up and drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. Trinity State will host on-campus registration on April 17th at Patterson Campus, April 18th at Trinity Campus, 8 to 6. Staff will be on hand to help assist you. Enroll at Trinity State. Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Driver.
News is brought to you by Budget Floors and More, your new best friend.
1819 News.
Former U.S. Congressman Mo Brooks is railing against the Alabama Republican Party for not getting any closer to closing the primary election process. Brooks spoke at the Marshall County Republican Club in Guntersville this week, where he said that getting better leadership within the party to deal with national issues starts with the state party determining that only Republicans can participate in the primary voting process. Brooks says he is baffled by the fact that the Republican Party leadership has failed to fight for that right, and that a closed primary would prevent members from the opposite party from crossing over and affecting a local, county, or state outcome in a primary election. Brooks says it's the equivalent of having Alabama football coaches determine which Auburn players will start the game and what the football plays will be. Brooks says that people who don't like Republicans or the convictions within the party should not be choosing the Republican nominees. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Covenant Grassy Group
seeks to directly support organizations and agencies that are fighting the global battle against human trafficking. They do this through funding, procuring, and advocating. You can go to covenantrescue.org for further details. They need your donations, guys. Hop on and donate.
A Jefferson County Sheriff's deputy is currently on administrative leave after being charged with domestic violence. 38-year-old Terry O'Neill was booked in the Shelby County Jail on Easter Sunday after an arrest was made that same day at a residence in Alabaster. O'Neill was released on bond on Monday. An 18-year-old Bay Minette man is facing assault charges for a shooting that occurred in Gulf Shores at the end of March at the height of the spring break. Gregory Tate was at a hearing this past Tuesday where his bond was set at $200,000 along with house arrest and a GPS ankle monitor. Tate must also have zero contact with the shooting victim. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
Honey, wake up.
What?
I think something's burning.
I don't smell anything.
I'm gonna go check. Oh, fire! Quick, wake the kids!
Each year, over 65,000 American homes suffer a fire due to an electrical problem. Is your home safe? You can't be sure unless you call Crosby Electric, your exclusive provider of CurrentSafe, the world's foremost home diagnostic system. Crosby Electric will send a specially trained electrician to your home. Using high-tech equipment, they'll check your hidden wiring, panel box, light switches, and electrical outlets to make sure your home is safe.
Well, it appears that we found the culprit. Faulty wiring.
I should have had it checked.
Just be thankful everyone's okay.
For an in-home, no-obligation assessment, visit CrosbyElectric.com. Don't just think it's safe. Know it's safe.
Now you'll be safe with CurrentSafe.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Solar eclipse is coming. I sued the government. And I gotta see it for my religion. I'm stuck in eclipse prison. Cause of bad things I done. But I swear I didn't do it. While the moon casts a shadow as it blocks the sun. I am incarcerated, a guest of the states. Wanna see the eclipse with Bubba, my cellmate. I demand some special glasses so I don't hurt my eyes. Cause you can't look directly at an eclipse. You can't take away my freedom for committing crimes.
That's a thing now. True story, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV, New York State prisoners.
He may not know whether
shut
he's
up. I know where I know when I'm coming, and I know when I'm going. How obtrusive. New York State prisoners are suing the government because they say they have a constitutional right to see the solar eclipse.
No, they don't.
Right, yeah, that's kind of my reaction.
Okay, fine, constitutional right. Show me in the Constitution.
You can go ahead and look at it, and when your eyeballs start bubbling, you know.
Where it says incarcerated people have the right to view things.
I think the Founding Fathers tucked that somewhere in the articles, or maybe.
They were all probably sitting around, and they thought, what are we going to do with the, well, we can't, they're prisoners, so we really can't give them, they've got some basic rights, yes. But what about an eclipse, Thomas? What about that?
Yeah.
Well, given that this, of course, back then, Did we know that that's what the eclipse was? Or No. Back then we knew that's what an eclipse was, yeah.
I figured all that stuff out. I mean, yeah. I were able to predict these things.
You had to go further back when it was a, oh, God, it's evil. It's
thousands of years ago, they knew when these things were going to happen. They figured all of that stuff out before they realized, you know, we could do something called indoor plumbing or electricity.
Yeah. Wheels on luggage.
Well, yeah, that was after we landed on the moon.
I know, we were landing on the moon before we put wheels on luggage. I love.
So obvious.
I have a random fact coming up, and it's not today. It may be. I haven't looked over what I've got for today.
Well, it's hard to remember a random fact you came up with 2 months ago.
I know. It was about the invention of the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
The wheel was around. Yes, it was.
See what he did there?
The wheel actually existed in many other uses before they decided to put it on transportation.
Mm-hmm.
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it existed for other things before somebody thought, hey, put that on the cart.
Yeah.
See if it moves better.
That's the way it works. Necessity is the mother of invention, they say, right?
Yeah, and so they had the wheel for other things.
You know, one thing that a lot of folks don't realize is that it's named after a guy named John Wheel. That it's tell a lie day, so I'm trying.
I'm looking at you.
I know, I'm getting... you're starting to look... You know, he reminds me of Rosie. I get the same face from her in the afternoon.
I mean, I'm just studying your face, because I'm like... Where's he gonna break? Because I know he's making this up. He's got to be making this up.
Once in a while, I get away with that, don't I?
You do, because sometimes you'll throw it out so seriously.
One of my guilty pleasures online is a website called F My Life.
Yeah,
and it's one of those places you can visit anytime you think you're having a tough day, or your feelings are hurt, or whatever. Go there and listen to people with real problems who go there to post their stories, and then. Those who visit the website get to vote on whether you had it coming or, yeah, you caught a lousy break there. Like this one. Today, I had to return a shirt to Target. My mom offered to do it for me on her way to work, so I gave her the shirt and receipt. Later, I remembered on the day I bought the shirt, the same receipt I also included my purchase of condoms, lube, and whipped cream. And then you wonder... Well, it's just like, you know, we had hiding spots for those magazines that were teaching us about life. And to this day, I wonder if my mother ever stumbled on those and just tucked them right back so I would never know that she had found my stash.
Doesn't want to, yeah, I got you.
Yeah, well, I mean, we never had to talk.
Hey, well, reverse that. Did you ever run into anything in your parents and you're just like, I'm going to put that back and not mention anything?
Unfortunately, no. Did not. You know, it's funny. My dad was always had a cash stash somewhere in the house. And when he passed away, my sisters and I said, we knew he had something hidden somewhere. And we tore everything apart because we didn't want to have the estate sale and have that money. So we were taking drawers out of bureaus and looking underneath, and it never turned up. So if the loot was there, somebody else wound up with it. How about this one? Today, we drove 6 hours to get to our Airbnb for what was supposed to be a nice 4-day getaway. But when we got there, my girlfriend realized she had forgotten her suitcase. This put her in a bad mood, so she made me drive 6 hours back to her place to get it. And when I got there, that's when I realized her keys to her apartment was still in her purse 6 hours back at the Airbnb.
No.
Yeah, so those kinds of things can happen. They can turn your day inside out a little bit. And I have 4 more pages of these to kill time today. And we're going to play Little Kid or Drunk Adult.
Okay.
In the 8 o'clock hour for a Seafood Bistro gift card. And I've got the timeline coming up in just a couple of moments at 6:32. Guys, 2 things affect most men as we mature: erectile dysfunction and low testosterone. Denying it, putting it off, doing nothing about it, feeling shame. When it's such a common problem and has such readily available medical fixes. That's why Montgomery Men's Health is here, created to take care of guys like us. The reality is pills often quit working. This never gets discussed, but they do sometimes become ineffective. Guys start making excuses for not coming to bed. In fact, studies show that men will become more irritable and argumentative before bed to avoid failing at intimacy. That's very dysfunctional, but it does happen. If no motivation, lack of energy, always feeling tired, perhaps seeing unwanted weight gain or loss of muscle mass, even a decrease in libido or sex drive, maybe you feel like you're walking through life in a fog. Well, there is a solution, a medical solution. Knowing whether or not you have low testosterone is huge in combating those issues. Did you know that as you age, a testosterone and PSA check, it's recommended for part of every man's annual health routine starting at age 18? The providers at Montgomery Men's Health will conduct a testosterone-focused lab workup plus a consultation for just $99. That means you get the number, and if the number isn't where it needs to be, the consultation will lay out a plan to restore it, and by doing that, they will restore you. Montgomery Men's Health has low T treatments that has truly changed lives, and men can experience, again, higher energy, better gains in the gym, better mental clarity, even improved sleep, faster metabolism. Montgomery Men's Health can help you lose weight, which can also be a contributing factor. Can even notice an increase in libido. Can actually book the same day that you call, so start feeling amazing and hit that phone and dial 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663, or go online to montgomerymenshealth.com to book your appointment today. At 6:34, a couple of minutes here, we'll be back with the timeline for April the 4th.
Need storage? Riverway Storage is a 20-acre secure and monitored facility storing personal and household items, RVs, campers, and boats. They're all a part of their service. Recreational vehicles can be stored outside or under two types of covered buildings. Their facility has plenty of room, even for heavy equipment. For your convenience, registration and payments can be made online. A locally owned business located just off Redland Road at 480 Old Rifle Range Road near Wetumpka, just off Highway 231 on the way to the lakes. Visit their website at riverwaystorage.com.
Hey, this is David Little from Tucker Pecan Company. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 10 years now, and the results have been amazing. Every day we have new customers that come in that have heard us on all the different radio stations that we advertise on. If you want to help your business grow, the best way to do it is through radio advertising through Blue Water Broadcasting. They do a great job in promoting our business and helping us grow our business, and hopefully they can help you grow your business too.
Did you know that radio is the number one reach platform in all of media? It's true. Call us to find out how to put radio's number one reach to work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is not headline news. Taylor Swift is now officially a billionaire. And that sound you hear is some of her ex-boyfriends kicking themselves. Costco has begun offering Ozempic prescriptions. One is included with each purchase of their hot dog combo. Krispy Kreme is offering a limited edition Total Solar Eclipse Donut. It celebrates the blocking of the sun with the blocking of your arteries. 40% of U.S. adults have gone 3 days without human interaction. It's so common there's even a word to describe them. Married. And today is National Tell a Lie Day. I'll celebrate like I always do, by watching cable news. This is not headline news.
At 6:36 with the timeline for the 4th of April, I'm your mediocre substitute host, Rich Thomas. Greg, you know, again with a quote. On this date, 1965, Mick Jagger said, "I'd rather be dead than singing Satisfaction when I'm 45.
Wow.
Guess what? 45, yeah. 55, 65, 75, and in about four more years, he could do it at 85. Your perspective changes when you reach those magical ages. 183 years ago, in 1841, the first American president to croak in office, William Henry Harrison, died just a month after being inaugurated. Eight presidents have died in office. Can you name them, Jay?
That's your daughter, isn't it?
The burp? The croak?
The croak.
The croak is my... Yeah, that's Janelle.
Your daughter is...
Yeah, we were making commercials for a Lexus dealer back then, and she... I just let the thing run, so she let loose with Dad, and... And when I gave her a direction she didn't like...
Chill out!
Because I was yelling at her. Goose!
Anyway... What are we talking about?
Presidents who died in office. So Harrison was the first. There have been eight.
Died in office.
Ish.
I think I've done the random fact on this before, but I probably couldn't go through every single one of them. Did Taft die in office?
No.
He's the one that got stuck in the tub, though, didn't he?
Yeah, he didn't die from getting stuck in the White House bathtub, though.
Does that count, like... It counts while they were president? Is that what that means?
Yes.
So like, in office, right? Yeah. So, I mean, Lincoln was assassinated while in office.
That's two.
And Kennedy,
but there was one between Harrison and Lincoln.
There is. I don't know who. It wasn't Garfield, was it?
No. Good old Zach Taylor.
Taylor.
But Garfield was after Lincoln in 1881. William McKinley in 1901. In fact, Abe Lincoln's son was part of three of the four assassinations. Warren G. Harding in 1923, FDR in 1945. And when you look at his... You go to Warm Springs. You got to go to Warm Springs. It's a fun spot in the country, beautiful area. But when you go into the little White House and you look at the single bed where the most important man in the world at that time passed away, you realize how humbling it can be. And then JFK in 1963. So it's been... 60 years?
Mm-hmm.
Well, 64 years ago, 1960, the original version of Ben-Hur swept the Oscars, won 11 awards, including Best Picture and Best Actor for Charlton Heston. Got to talk about him. Was it yesterday on the morning show or in the afternoon? Somehow his name came up. That set a record for most wins that still stands to this day, but two other movies have tied it, Titanic in 1997 and Lord of the Rings, Return of the King in 2003. And I'm proud to say I have not seen that or any of the Lord of the Rings movies. I tried once on a date. She was making a dinner and...
Yeah, you got to put in some effort if you're going to be watching those.
They were speaking in a foreign language. It's very soft British and I just couldn't make it out. The Beatles hit the top five spots on the chart this date in 1964 with Can't Buy Me Love, Twist and Shout, She Loves You, I Want to Hold Your Hand, and Please, Please Me. In 1968, Dr. Martin Luther King was shot and killed on the balcony of a Memphis hotel. Riots broke out in over 100 American cities, killing more than 39 people. And to this day, there is great reason to believe that James Earl Ray had nothing to do with it. 49. We trust our government, don't we? Don't we believe everything they tell us?
No.
Every word.
Yes. 49 years ago in 1975, Microsoft was founded by Bill Gates and Paul Allen in Albuquerque, New Mexico. That I didn't know. I thought it was in California.
Albuquerque.
Yeah. 35 years ago in 1989, Pepsi dumped Madonna as its spokesperson after the video for Like a Prayer.
Ah, yes.
Got heat from the Vatican.
Mm-hmm.
The question being, why was the Pope watching Like a Prayer on MTV? How did he know about it? 18 years ago, 2006, Rascal Flatts released their fourth album, Me and My Gang, with What Hurts the Most and My Wish. Remember those?
No.
17 years ago, 2007, Don Imus. Oh, this was a memorable moment. He insulted the entire Rutgers University women's basketball team by referring to them with the sexist and racially offensive term, nappy-headed hoes.
God.
He was fired from CBS Radio and MSNBC TV within a week for doing that.
The whole team.
He finished his career. They propped him up in front of a camera and a microphone. And he actually looked like a corpse.
He didn't look great. Not that he ever really kind of, you know, looked amazing or anything, but...
No. I remember when I was first in the business, I was... in the music department, it is before he even started on the air, and this stack of albums came in, that week's new music, and right on the top was Don Imus, an album called 200 Cheeseburgers to Go. You see, wacky morning radio, you call to McDonald's, you ask for 200 cheeseburgers to go. You do that today, you might be waiting a week to get that many cheeseburgers in one order, but...
I mean, did he pay for them, or did he just order them as a joke?
Well, it was a joke, and at that time, that would have been considered bawdy, hilarious morning radio humor.
By Don Imus.
All the work all those people went through to do 200 cheeseburgers and then nothing.
16 years ago, in 2008, Beyonce married Jay-Z at his New York City apartment. They are in the billionaire class these days. 11 years ago, 2013, Roger Ebert lost his battle with cancer. He was 70. I knew Roger Ebert and Gene Siskel both in Chicago. And kind of got to watch from close up as their movie review show became a thing, first in Chicago, then syndicated nationwide.
Yeah.
Siskel and Ebert. Gene was a great guy. Man, he got some horrible luck. He was very young, I think 47, 50 years old when he got brain cancer. And then Roger Ebert also had cancer and went through surgeries that left him deformed, but he plugged ahead and still continued to review movies.
I think it's still right, you know?
Yeah. And 10 years ago, Captain America, the Winter Soldier, was released. And that's it for the timeline. Let's go to the birthday page.
Yay, birthdays!
And as we usually do, let's go down the list to see if these are real celebrities or fakes. Austin Mahone?
No.
Don't.
I know Jamie Lynn Spears, but only because we know Britney.
Right.
Natasha Lyonne?
Jamie Lynn was also in that Nickelodeon documentary thing.
Oh. What happened to her?
They just, some of the jokes, and I'm using air quotes, were adult humor in reference, disguised as children humor. There was specifically a scene where I think it was somebody, some stupid character had like a sneeze thing or whatever, and they wanted to put this goop on her face.
Mm-hmm.
And the way the
snot, well, stage snot, stunt snot.
Sort of, but just the way it was done.
Uh-huh. Oh, I see. Okay.
The way, the way that. Yes.
Yeah.
Wow, that is a disturbing image.
And there was a lot of stuff like that.
Ms. Murray, our movie maven, has been studying that documentary, and she reacted to that like you and Rich did. Very disturbing.
Yeah.
I am curious, but if it's that disturbing, I'm already disturbed enough. I don't need any further disturbances.
Yeah, it's just one of those things where it's just like, that's horrible.
I haven't taken
and a look at it. The odd thing is I never noticed it until they sort of did the juxtaposition of like, here's the people doing this, and here's what they were doing, and then you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I always took it as like, it's kind of Three Stooges slapstick, but then you look underneath
a little closer,
and it's like, oh no.
How about that? All right, continuing on, we know who David
birthdays.
Blaine is.
Yeah, birthdays.
He's 51. Nancy McKeon, 58.
That's a familiar name.
From the Facts of Life.
Oh, okay.
Robert Downey Jr. is 59, just won the Best Supporting Actor, Oscar for the movie Oppenheimer.
You'll get
John
there.
Jacob Oppenheimer Schmidt. You remember that movie?
You'll get there.
59. He was so good in that movie. David Cross is 60. Know who he is?
No.
Arrested Development?
Yeah. Him and Bob and David. They did a show on HBO, the Bob and David or whatever it was.
How about Robbie Rist?
No.
Don't know.
All right. We don't care then. He's 60. Somebody knows him. He'll probably have a cake. Graham Norton is 61. British talk show host. Know him?
No.
Hugo Weaving?
No.
Yes.
Lord of the Rings.
And The Matrix and a couple of others in there as well, yeah.
David E. Kelly is 68, superstar producer of HBO programs like Ally McBeal. I think
he did Boston.
That was a show in the early 2000s, and it was one of those things I kind of had to fake I was paying attention to because she was some kind of role model or something.
I never paid attention to it. It was a big deal, but I remember not.
What's her name? Who was the woman in that show that played Ally McBeal?
Calista Flockhart.
I used to call her Calista Flockhart. Just because it was easy to do that. And she really vanished after that show. Didn't have much of a career.
Didn't she marry Harrison Ford?
She's married to somebody important.
I don't think they're married anymore, but I thought she married Harrison Ford. Why do I think she married Harrison Ford?
Part of the benefit of flying with Harrison, marrying him, was you could fly with him. but nobody wanted to do that these days. Steve Gatlin of the Gatlin Brothers, 73. Craig T. Nelson, coach. And
oh, no, they're still, yeah, they're still married. Harrison Ford and Calista Flockhart.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Yeah, okay.
Craig T. Nelson, dad in Poltergeist, and the show Coach is 80. Clive Davis, if you ever have a chance to watch the Clive Davis special, is that on Amazon Prime? I forget the
story. I've not heard of it.
It's incredible. If you really want to see how the music business works, you know, you've heard me tell me 40 or 50,000 times the luck and the things that need to happen for a band to get big like Styx.
Styx!
You'll see it all there from the man who really was the biggest influencer in the music industry of all time. Maya Angelou would have been 96 today. Heath Ledger would have been 45. It's Tell a Lie Day today. It's also National Burrito Day, so celebrate. And 38 days till Mother's Day. And that is your timeline for the 4th of April.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. A little brisk out there today. Temperatures running about 10 to 12 degrees below normal for this late in the season, with a high temperature today up to about 67. But it's those gusty westerly winds at 20 miles per hour which will make it seem, you know, a little cooler, with mostly sunny skies today. Clear skies, quite cold for this late in the season tonight, low 38. Tomorrow and Saturday, plenty of sunshine. I've got us teasing 70 degrees on Friday and probably 71 Saturday, upper 70s on Sunday with more sun. So a good weekend forecast. From the National Tropical Weather Conference, Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more, with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
Keep it trashy coming up, along with a new message from Jeff Bezos.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
Uh-oh!
A Texas line that's securing the southern border against the surge of illegal aliens and drugs remains on hold following a hearing before the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu will talk today with President Biden, their first discussion since this week's Israeli airstrike. It killed 7 Gaza aid workers. It's Trump leading Biden in a half-dozen battleground states, a new Wall Street Journal poll. Springtime storms bringing flooding rain along the East Coast, and snow measured in feet across parts of New England. It came under the cover of darkness, a Russian attack with Iranian-designed drones. It killed 4 people and wounded at least a dozen others in Ukraine's second largest city. Watching Wall Street this morning, stock futures are higher. The Dow futures up 104 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 81. More details, srnnews.com.
If you're 65 or older, you know this. Seeing your healthcare costs go up and up is frustrating. And maybe you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing again, or you're just tired of the massive deductibles. Well, here's some good news. There's a program that can really help with this. It's MediShare 65 Plus. It's an affordable, reliable alternative. You can choose any Medicare provider. You get telehealth access anytime you need it. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. MediShare is a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith. People actually pray for you, they encourage you, and it's proven too. It's been going strong for over 30 years now. So call now. You can get one low monthly price for up to 10 years. You're not stuck with increasing costs. You can do something about this today. Call MediShare 65 Plus. Find out how much you can save. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Traffic is brought to you by Bath Innovations.
When you need a renovation, without the complications, call Bath Innovations today.
Well, we continue to look good all over the area. Traffic's building just a little bit. We're seeing more folks out of Wetumpka this morning. Prattville and Millbrook headed into Montgomery. But overall, light to moderate traffic. A little bit busy on I-65 southbound into Montgomery. And 85 southbound into Montgomery, also a bit busier. No problems out there so far this morning. Festival Plaza has it all. Visit the Comic Shop, Montgomery Cardiovascular Health and Fitness Center, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, Collier's Managed Development. Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
See how you can drive a new Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery today. Drive the new 2024 Lexus ES350, now only $353 a month. Or choose the new 2023 Lexus RZ450E for only $399 a month. You can drive a new Lexus today. Visit Lexus of Montgomery, part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
VIN number 577074, $4,995 due and signed. VIN number PA00214, $3,700 due and signed. 36 months, 10K mile lease with approved credit plus tax, tag, title, duck fee.
This is Eddie Bader from eXp Realty. You know me from co-hosting News and Views with Joey Clark for the past several years. Are you looking for a real estate agent that will go above and beyond to help you find your dream home? Look no further than Hannah Grantham and myself. Hannah and I have the knowledge and experience in the Tri-County area to guide you through the home buying process as easy and smooth as possible. Our attention to detail and dedication to our clients ensures that you will always receive the highest level of service. Don't settle for anything less than the best. Call Hannah and Eddie today, 334-368-6358.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
By prior agreement, we agree to broadcast the weekly misses of Jeff Bezos.
I'm Jeff Bezos. There's a new member of the Billionaire Club, Taylor Swift. Welcome, Taylor. Being a billionaire is mostly awesome. You can afford everything you want and everything you don't want also, which you can order from Amazon. Next day shipping, cha-ching. We should hang out sometime. Yeah, I mean, after all, we're the only people who can afford to party, not merely like peasant rock stars, but live like gods. The only drawback of being a billionaire is just because you're super rich and better than everyone, people think you have bad blood. And you're trouble. If your new romance ends, just remember, I can help you shake it off and dry your tears with $1,000 bills. Yeah, that's a thing that only I have.
Wow, Sloan.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
You know who Alan Ritson is?
Alan who?
Ritson.
No, I don't. I gotta turn my volume down.
Yeah, I don't know what happened here, but everything got really loud really fast.
Is it on there? Oh, that's so much better.
That was the call for day.
Oh, that feels better. Okay, who? Alan who?
Ritson.
Doesn't ring a bell.
Kind of a gargoyle-esque guy who looks like he'd pull your head off with his bare hands, but does not make him impervious to sexual assault. Before his acting career took off, he was... Couldn't have taken off that well if we're not sure who he is.
But yeah.
I mean, we're hip. We're with it. We know what's going on.
We know what's, yeah.
We know what the cultural trends are. He was working as a model. One day, his agent set him up to do a nude shot with a very famous photographer. The deal was that if he did the photos, the photographer would set him up with a very lucrative campaign for a magazine and a clothing line. But without giving any details, he says the guy sexually assaulted him, left him, went straight to his agent's office to complain. Says the agent gave him a coy smile, meaning he knew what he was sending him to. He quit that agency and modeling altogether. There are very few redeeming qualities to working in that industry, let's be honest. It's like legalized sex trafficking. And yeah, when you are at a certain age and you have a lot of work coming in and you're well paid for it, it's great. But if you get the truth out of some of the people that are doing it, I had a chance to interview some who had created a support group, models who were molested. And the stories are, the problem being the leverage. And the leverage is you want to be a famous model, you went to Barbizon, you went through all that runway training and everything else, walked with a book on your head, did all the stuff, but you need somebody from the inside to bring you in, and they use that to compromise men and women. Another Matrix movie in the work.
Yes.
Do we need one?
You know, if it can... Sure. I think you can get more stories out of that universe. I don't necessarily think it has to involve Keanu Reeves and all the people who have been involved. I think you can still get a story out of it.
The big complaint right now with the movie audience under age 30 is we're tired of sequels and regurgitated crap, and it's showing up at the box office.
Which I'm fine with if you can still tell a story that is entertaining. I don't necessarily... Again, Matrix, like I said, you can tell stories in that universe. Just leave out... You don't have to bring these people back to do it. You can still tell stories set in that universe if you'd like to do that.
Conan O'Brien will be on The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon Tuesday night. It'll be his first time back since his short-lived stint as host ended 14 years ago. He replaced Jay Leno in June of 2009 and then was replaced by Jay in January of 2010.
God, it was such a weird time, wasn't it?
It was.
The back and forth on that?
Conan will be promoting... He had the show on TBS, right?
He did, yeah.
And he wrapped that up a couple of years ago. Well, he never got the numbers that Jay or Johnny did.
No.
Conan will be promoting his upcoming travel series, Conan O'Brien Must Go, where he visits friends in Norway, Thailand, Argentina, and Ireland, and that will be on Max on the 18th of the month, for those of you who care. Here's a little inside information from Survivor, which is still around.
Yeah.
How many seasons of that thing have now been...
They do two a year, so understand that. When you get a number like, they've been around for 30 seasons, understand they've been doing it for...
Twice a year.
Yeah.
Cheap TV to produce Jeff Probst says, if you're going to the bathroom with another person or people, that's your own thing. But we will continue to shoot you, because if they poop in group, which is exactly what it says here,
they're going to talk.
Strategy.
Yeah. Totally. I get that.
I never understood the allure of that at all.
The Big Brother house. They have a bathroom that's closed. They have a camera in there.
Yeah.
But you just have to understand that, you know, most of the time you don't see in there, but the mics still work.
Oh.
So that you can hear conversations.
Conversations and other things.
If conversations are had.
Yeah. John Oates is releasing an album called Reunion, but it's not about a